women to come to the men. It calls for the men to come to the women. It calls for fertility. Now, if you've been taking the pill and you're listening to this, you could be in trouble right now. This negates the pill right now. Turn up your radio. This call is used to increase the population of the tribe. You let them hear it is in the air shaft, boy, and they'll know that you're on the scene. So all I can say, girls, is that if any of you have been having trouble with a man, why don't you call him on the phone right now, turn up the radio, and project this over the phone to the woman. He'd be dead instantly. Boy, it's got a beat, hasn't it? Listen to that passionate whinny in there. All right, Tony. I just want you to hear one part of that. Now, you must understand that these rituals go back so far in time that the anthropologists and the people who have studied this have not been able to pinpoint in time when many of these rituals and beliefs began. All they know is that over the thousands of years, these have been exceedingly effective. Now, let's take another one here. That was the mating call, see, for women. All right, now, here's the way you use it in your own house. Now, let's say you're at the office, right? And Bullard, in sales accounting, has stabbed you in the back. I mean, with a well-executed pincers movement at a sales meeting, he has got you a hoist on your own petard, and you are now bleeding from your ears. Right? What do you do to Bullock? How do you deal with him? Well, the witch doctor has a specific lament, which is a war lament, and which casts the power of total defeat on your enemies. In other words, the essence of a war lament is to call up the evil spirits to work on your behalf. And so I often do this. You wondered why Barry Farber lost the election? All right. I'll tell you what I do. You go home at night, you put this on your stereo, and you turn it up. And when the evil spirits are summoned, you just send them on their way. And this is what you do when Bullard has been giving you trouble. That is a lament to the evil spirits of war, calling for them to come to your aid and to defeat your enemies in hand-to-hand combat. Of course, the problem is he may have a pretty good witch doctor working for him, and then you have a hell of a mess with all those evil spirits fist-fighting right out there in the middle. See, he calls up his, and you got that. Well, that's another problem. But let's provide, let's assume that Bullard is just sitting around picking his teeth watching Ed Sullivan. In that case, the evil spirits descend on him with banshee cries, and he is a deader. He's pulled a bummer. Bring it up. Oh, man, I love this war lament. Thank you. We can't use that one too much because you never know. You know, I putting this out on the air, we may cause the Middle East to crumble. You know. This is WOR New York, and if you're curious how they're used, that these records in actual use, Tony, are used by people of these tribes. These records are used by the people who cannot afford the services of this particular man. So they work electronically. Don't think just for one minute that he has to be there shaking a skull in the air, and throwing crocodile bones up in the air.
No, sir. It works coming right out of your loudspeaker. And it has been seen to work and, in fact, is documented to have been work in many, many cases. Now, let's take another problem. See, the great thing about a witch doctor is that he can take care of problems that no doctor can ever take care of, you know? Doctors can only deal with the physical, right? And even if you go to, a psychiatrist, all he can do is make you kind of love your mother, you know, and make you come to grips with things and integrate you into the society. Well, listen, the witch doctor takes it much, much more and further than that. For example, no matter how integrated you are, there is a something that you're secretly afraid of, a something. It is going to get you one day. Have you ever had that feeling that it's going to get you? It. Whatever it is, it. Well, all right. You're never going to find a psychiatrist saying, well, I'll take care of this problem a bit, because he, too, is afraid that it's going to get him one day. All right. The witch doctor recognizes this. And if you're sitting around one day, you know, and you got this vague fear, oh, it's going to get me one day, and I'll get. You call the witch doctor, and you have him sing and perform a very special exorcise rite that is dealing specifically with that problem. The tribute to the feared spirit. Not just any spirit, the feared spirit. The vague thing. And this is done by calling out the power of the evil snake. When the evil snake is dragged from the waters of the dead, where he got his powers, the witch doctor sings of that snake, and he sings of his praises and beauties. He calls for that snake to come from the evil river of the dead, to summon the spirits and then defeat the feared spirit in mortal combat, therefore making you forever a believer in positive thinking. Instantly you become a Norman Vincent Peale fan. This is the lament and the tribute to the feared spirit calling upon the evil snake from the river of the dead.
Yes.
Hear him struggling to pull him out? The snake has come out of that river of the dead. And they're telling him how groovy. See, you can catch a lot more you-know-what with honey than you can with vinegar. And when you want an evil snake to do your work for you, you don't say, what a rotten evil snake, go over and get bread. You tell him how great and groovy he is. They're singing his praises. He has such a beautiful face. He has such a sweet disposition, in spite of the fact he lives in a bad neighborhood, the River of the Dead, that he has many good points. Subtly, the tribute to the feared spirit changes, and we are now instructing the snake what we want him to do for us. What we want him to do is to go swallow the feared spirit head first in one gulp. You got to do a little flattery before you can convince even a snake to do that. This is usually sung by the riverside in tribute to the river snake, who is the feared spirit. By the way, this same song is sung by anybody who wants to become a witch doctor. So you get some good River of the Dead, and you sing this for a while, and if the snake comes out and signifies his approval of you, you are thenceforth forever a witch doctor. If no snake shows up, forget it. You might as well go work at the Esso station. You'll never make it. He's using strong language here. Hey, how'd you like that? Wasn't that nice? Now, of course, we cover all bases here, since this is a show. You know, a lot of it's funny. A lot of people, in fact, not funny really at all, but there are many, many millions of people in the world who are deeply involved in witchcraft and in witch doctors. Of course, lately, there's been a resurgence of interest. It's more or less, it's tongue-in-cheek, I think, most of it, interest in Western witchcraft, which generally, you know, it's an English thing. You know, ladies appear on the BBC, and it has a certain puerility. But throughout large areas of the globe, witchcraft is not only a living thing, it never even came close to dying, and in fact is probably stronger today than it ever was. This is according to people I've met in many areas of Africa who've said the same thing. And of course, it's not only Africa. There's a lot of it in the Caribbean, but it's a different kind down there. Now, and it covers, as I say, all bases. For example, now, we've just heard the, you know, the feared spirit when you're sitting around and something's going to get you. Well, now, here's one I think that you'll find. This is kind of a good one, you know. This, all of you secretly know that there's a lot of rottenness inside of you. You know this, Tony, of course. And you fight against it, right? You know that deep inside you there's a core of pure rottenness. You wish it were otherwise. You wish you were one of the good people. Wouldn't it be kind of nice if you could get rid of all that crumminess in you, the rottenness? Well, the witch doctor recognizes the fact that it's not really rottenness that's in you. It's evil spirits. So you have two or three. You can pick them up anywhere. You can be sitting on the subway and catch one. You know, you never know. You can catch them, they say, even on toilets. It's every place, you know. The next thing you know, you've got these evil spirits in you. Now, it happens subtly. You've heard yourself saying bad things to people you didn't mean. Ladies, why did I say that? It's rotten, you know. Well, you can go to an analyst. I've known guys who go to analysts 10, 15 years, nothing happens. All it does is, you know, they spend a lot of money, and they get a lot of laying down time, but outside of that, nothing, you know. Well, if we recognize the basic problem, which is an evil spirit problem, we'll be able to deal with it. Now, this particular call is a great call. This is one that is performed by a lady witch doctor who works with the chief witch doctor. She's generally performed by a lady witch doctor. And what she does is exorcise those evil, niggling, little rotten spirits that have gotten in there and have made you say these crummy things over the phone to people and stuff, you know? And so when you feel as though you're getting particularly bad, you wake up one morning and you're saying, oh, shut up, you know, you say bad stuff. Oh, wow, I don't want to hear any more about that. Or you say stuff, oh, come on, get off my back, I got work to do. Or you say, get off, come on, get out of here, kids, I don't want to talk. Get out, throw your football somewhere else. Bah. You know, you need a good exercise session. Not exercise, exorcise session. And so this is the sound of a lady witch doctor, and it may help you. Turn it up. It may make you feel better. Exercising the evil spirits. Hear them calling them out? They don't want to come out, you know. See? Oh, oh. A lot of you are feeling better now. It's amazing how this works. Now, for those of you who think a lot of these sound the same, that's just because you're not really listening. Of course, he has a heavy accent. You may not be able to cut the accent, but he's saying some real things to me. Tell you another thing that may surprise you. This is the first actual recording that's been made of many of these. In fact, for a long, long time, up until fairly recently, in fact, there's still a lot of controversy about it, the witch doctor world felt that the electronic word itself was a manifestation of the evil spirit. In other words, to record your stuff was like the ultimate of evil. They also had something against photography, that they felt that if you photographed them, you now have an image of their soul. And if you destroy the photograph, then you are then destroying part of their world. It's just like you've heard of the Caribbean principle of the doll. If you make a doll in the image of somebody, this is like it's like almost a representation of that person. It's almost like a small part of that person. And as you insert the pins in the doll, you are destroying various parts of the representation of that person, which in the magical, mystical concept that is embodied in this whole philosophy will then destroy and work on the person that you're dealing with. Have you ever wondered about the pin things? Well, when they put the pins in, they don't mean to kill the person. They wish to give him a pain in his shoulder. And so they'll put pins in the shoulder. And the next thing you know, the guy wakes up one morning and says, I don't know what it is. The shoulder really gives me a lot of problems, see? And then gradually you keep giving, because there's no, if you really believe in revenge, you don't believe in killing somebody. Because the minute you kill somebody, he's dead, you know? So revenge involves a modicum of torture. It's a sadistic concept. So you put pins in various parts of the doll's body. Have you ever seen pictures of them, Tony, with pins sticking out of their feet and their arms and all that stuff? And you're giving this guy pains. He's getting pains, and he's getting problems all over, you know. And you put a pin in his foot, and the next thing you know, he's got rheumatism. And finally, when you get to the point, you know, when you really want to do away with him, on that final fantastic night, you take this pin and you zap. You stick it right in his gizzard, you know, in the doll's gizzard, of course. And 400 miles away, wherever he is, pow, you know, cloud of dust, and he's gone. And that's the way it works. Now, we have one here that I think you'll find particularly satisfying. Is this boring you tonight, the witch doctor? You know, another thing I'd like to tell you about witch doctors. I was fascinated by them, and I've seen them in Nigeria. I've seen them in many places, actually, you know, talk to them and so on. In fact, they quite often, this may surprise you, they're quite often called in by medical doctors. And the witch doctor is licensed, too, you know. And he's called in, which would surprise a lot of people, because our idea of tribal life and so on is generally related to old Tarzan movies and stuff. It's really not much to do with the way it really is. But they'll quite often, a medical doctor will call in a witch doctor who will then perform his rites and use his own native medicines and so on, which quite often are exceedingly effective, genuinely are. So skepticism plays no part in what we're talking about tonight. Now, here, for example, how many times have you felt just, you ain't got it? How many of you felt like, you know, you just don't have any pizzazz anymore? That you run out of gas. And you just say, gee whiz, I wish I could get enthusiasm about stuff again. Gee whiz, I don't know what's the matter with me. Nothing ever gets to me. How many times have you had that feeling? Well, they recognize that feeling in the world of the witch doctor. And they have a special call, which is the call for rejuvenation of power. It charges your batteries, lights your fire, however you want to put it. And that when you're really having problems, see, you call a witch doctor and you say, Doc, I just don't have any pizzazz. That's the way it is. And he says, and then you squat down on the ground, and he gets his assistants around him, and he sings to you, Changa'an, Changa'an, which is the chant, the call for the rejuvenation of power. Man, this would send anybody. Kufa kwa konayo, kufa kwa nyangaya. It's not a bad one, is it? It's got a nice beat. It's got a good tune. Hey, very good. But, you know, that bones play an important part in this, of course. And you probably are aware of that. That the witch doctor can smell out evil. See, he may not be convinced that you have this evil in you. And he has a special set of bones which he arrives with. And he takes them out of his bag, and he can detect these bones. Now remember, a witch doctor is a special talent. In fact, he has to have a call. That not everybody has a communion. He's almost like a medium. Not everybody has communion with the spirits, but everybody is a victim of the spirits. In other words, you can't escape the spirits, the evil ones or the good ones. But the problem is you also cannot communicate with them. Well, this is the function of the witch doctor. He can sense evil. He can sort it out. And so he throws these bones. And when the bones fall in a certain way, he knows he is in the presence of evil spirits. And it is then his duty to do what he can about it. Now, Tony, if you will turn that recording on the other side, if you will play me cut one on side two. Just cut one, side two. And this is I think, one of the more significant of the witch doctor chants, or exorcisms, or if you prefer it, is lamentations. They have all different types of approach. You can lament, you can call, you can frighten. Some of their calls, you see, some of their rituals deal with frightening evil spirits out of you, or threatening them, or in any way, shape, or form, getting rid of them, or bringing them in. You can cast an evil spirit, and most witch doctors, the ethical witch doctor, will not cast an evil spell for you. If you come in and say, hey, look, Doc, and he says, what's the trouble? I say, look, Doc, have you been watching Umgala lately? He says, what about Umgala? He says, that Fink, you know that he's been running around with this chick of mine? And I want you to do something about it. I want you to give him the whammy. Well, a good ethical witch doctor will not do this. Of course, there's a lot of quacks, too. Who will? I mean, a quack witch doctor can really wreak total disaster on a village. You can, you know. So one of the most used of all the witch doctor chants. This is for continuing use, and it is used quite often in everyday life. Now, how many times have you sat around and there's been a fantastic period of squabbling in your family? This is particularly a problem on the weekends. Almost every family squabbles for the weekend. Have you noticed this, Tony? It usually starts roughly about 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. And the squabbling, it starts subtly, you know, like, oh, come on, I'm watching the game. Why can't we wait till after the game? Well, look, Christini's is open till 9. Why not? Well, then it starts out. Okay. And by late Sunday afternoon, people are in a thing. Forget it, you know. That. Now, everyone knows this is a fact. Well, now, the witch doctor, this is not only in Darien or Jersey this happens. It also happens in Africa. So families sitting around in the hut, within 5 minutes, you know, if there is an evil spirit of family disunity, there is a spirit which is related to that and deals only with making trouble in a family. That spirit is called Laba. Are you ready for it? Laba Bakawalawa. Laba Bakawalala. Laba Bakawalala. Say it to yourself. Laba Bakawalala. That's that bad mother. I'll tell you, he's the one that comes around and gets in your gut just about the time the second period of the ball game is getting underway, and you start yelling that you don't want to go to Gristiti's, and he is causing the whole family to break up. As a matter of fact, he causes every divorce in the country. It's a fact, ultimately. Oh, sure. He's often the basis of every strike that occurs. Family disunity, the evil spirit of family disunity. La ba ba ba. All right. You call the witch doctor when you're having a fantastic fight. You know, your wife is yelling and hollering, and the kids are screaming and have kicked over the bed. You know, and the dog is biting your uncle and all. Finally, somebody says, call him quick. Let's have enough of this. And he shows up, and he squats down with his gang, and he throws the bones, and he sees that Laba Bahawa is present in your hut and is raising holy Ned today. And at that point, he sings the call for family unity. You notice the children are involved in this one? You get a family that chants together stays together. This is a fact. If you could get your Uncle Fred and the whole gang beating on the radiator and singing this on a Saturday afternoon, you would not be worried about watching the game or going to Christine. It's kind of a nice one. All right. That's the call for family unity. You know, a lot of people all your life you're probably used to witch doctor cartoons. In fact, I talked to a friend of mine one time who worked over at, he worked in the cartoon section of one of the magazines around. And, you know, they get cartoons submitted to them all the time. And he said the single most, there's two cartoons that are submitted to them continually. And he said, in a certain setting. And the two cartoons that are most submitted to cartoon editors are witch doctor cartoons and prisoner cartoons. Two guys in a cell. Now, why this is so, but he says this is a, you know, when most people judge witch doctor cartoons, they see a witch doctor once in a while, you see one in the movie, and you always think they're casting evil spells or doing evil stuff. But generally, the witch doctor is a healer. He is a healer, and he does good things for people. Now, here, for example, is another one. How many times have you said, and they deal with real problems, you know, they deal with stuff that everybody, I mean, you know, the family fighting and all that. All right. Now, here's a real problem. How many times have you said, oh, man, this job is really getting to me? I mean, what a buster, you know? I am so tired of this job, I can't stand it. Well, this is the most common feeling. Now, it happens to a guy working in the cassava fields in Africa. And by the way, the language that these are all sung, in case you're curious, it's a language called Changaan. Changaan. Yeah, three. Changaan, which is a tribal language, and this one is spoken by a large number of people in the eastern part of Africa. Changaan. Now, this particular chant, and I saved it for the very last. How much time we have here, Jerry, roughly? 3 minutes. Well, I saved it for the very last, you see, because it's symbolically the last, because what it is. This is a chant which always is used when you've had enough work, you know? Oh, man, I've got enough of it, you know? And yet you can't afford 3 weeks in Miami. And so you call a witch doctor, and he sings this beautiful chant, which is Zovarenda, Zovarenda, which is the call for tranquility, peace, beauty, and rest in your work. It's the call for peaceful sunset. That's a very alliterative. In other words, everyone relates sundown is the time you quit work, right? And you think of sundown as a moment of peace. Well, if in the middle of the afternoon you call for a little sundown, that means you're calling for a little peace and like a coffee break in the middle of the afternoon, see, kind of raises your spirits, and then you can go right back and sit down and hammer out that perspective with Bullard. You know, really get the sales department on a shtick. All right, here's Subarenda. This is sung when you're tired of work.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Boy, these things really have fantastic complexity. What a beat. And if you notice the vitality in them. That lead voice is Masiko himself, the most famous witch doctor in all of East Africa, Masiko. And he's a Swazi of this tribe. Changana. All right, Tony, quick. Put it right in the middle of the last cut. I'll throw him a real dinger here. The middle of the last cut. Just lay it in there and bring it in. Have you ever felt that you were totally insane? That you were going out of your bird? Have you ever felt that you were insane? That you were beginning to flip? That you were really going out of your bird? This is a song sung to one who feels he is going mad. Who feels he is being inhibited by Waili. Walili, the spirit of lightning who causes madness. It is a lament to get rid of the nuttiness in your soul. It kind of makes you feel good to hear it. To know that you're not alone. Well, I like that riff that gal takes once in a while. Oh, he's really getting after that spirit now. See, no matter what he does, he cannot exercise this insanity. And so, by the power invested in me, by the great spirit Panalakoya, I cast upon thee all the beneficence of the great, beautiful spirit of the rising sun, Kanatkada, spoken, of course, in the ancient Changaan language of the Swazi. And, well, I kind of hope you feel a little better. It may not be as... In fact, I suspect it may even be quicker than Excedrin, although it does not contain two-thirds of the most noted painkiller as represented by the AMA Journal of American Medicine and, you know, all those good things. But if nothing else works, this may do it for you, friend. And I'm a little worried, though, about that one we played right in the very beginning. There is a warning that goes with this, that if you sat too close to the radio... Well, that was the fertility one that we were talking about. So I'd just be careful. Maybe you better take another pill, you know? You never know. I don't want to have problems. WOR New York, next, Lester Smith and the news.